Bird Note in partnership with Seattle Audubon. Some birds don't wait for spring before they start singing. Luckily for us, resident backyard regulars like winter wrens and song sparrows are often in full voice in late February. The same is true of the American dipper, the chubby gray songbird that makes its living in the boulder-strewn rapids of our mountain streams. The dipper starts to belt out its sprightly song while icicles still hang thickly from frozen waterfalls. Esteemed naturalist John Muir was moved to eloquence by the American dipper, with which he shared the streams of California's Sierras. Muir wrote of the dipper's song, "The more striking strains are perfect arabesques of melody, composed of a few full, round, mellow notes, embroidered with delicate trills which fade and melt in long, slender cadences. His music is that of the streams, refined and spiritualized. The deep, booming notes of the falls are in it, the trills of rapids, the gurgling of margin eddies, the low whispering of level reaches, and the sweet tinkle of separate drops oozing from the end of mosses and falling into tranquil pools." Writers for Bird Note include Bob Sundstrom, Francis Wood, Ellen Blackstone, Dennis Paulson, and Todd Peterson. Our producer is John Kessler. I'm Frank Corrado.